This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Hey, it's Amy Newmark. Please enjoy this rerun of one of my favorite episodes from last year.
Changing your life one story at a time. This is the Chicken Soup for the Soul podcast with Editor-in-Chief Amy Newmark.
Hey, it's Amy Newmark with some instant inspiration for you from Chicken Soup for the Soul. Today, we're talking about the magic of moms, how they give such great advice and always know what to do, even if we don't necessarily admit that until we're well past college age. We included a lot of stories about great advice from moms in our latest book, and I want to share two of them with you today because they contain such wise words that we can all benefit from. In our first story, Rebecca Waters shares a wonderful tip in The Secret to Being a Good Hostess. The secret is so wonderfully counterintuitive and just so right. So Rebecca had been married a couple of years, but she was still getting her entertaining habits in place, and she was dreaming about beautifully laid tables with fancy china and gourmet dishes. But of course, the reality was a bit different because she wasn't a very good cook, and she and her husband were still in college, and they didn't have the money to buy fresh flowers and fancy candles for the dining room table. So Rebecca would stress every time they entertained, cleaning the house and worrying over every little detail. But then they were invited to another couple's house for dinner, and this couple had young children and their house was a little messy, and the dinner was simple, meatloaf and mac and cheese and canned green beans. The next day, Rebecca told her mom that they had had such a good time, even though their hostess didn't do anything special. Her mom said, "She's learned the secret of being a good hostess. Treat your family like company and your company like family." So that's actually great advice. Treat your family like company and your company like family. Rebecca says she's been doing that ever since, for 40 years now. When she has family over, they use all the fancy stuff and they sit in the dining room. And when they have friends over, they sit in the kitchen and use the regular plates and make their friends feel like family. It makes perfect sense, right? Because part of the fun of going to someone's house for dinner is that you're doing something different. And if you're a friend, being welcomed into the inner circle and sitting around the kitchen table like family makes you feel special. But if you're family, sitting in the dining room and being treated as you imagine friends are treated is really special too. So to sum it all up, friends in the kitchen, family in the dining room. It makes perfect sense. In our second story, Amelia Hollingsworth tells us that she was trying to pack all her family's things from their large four-bedroom house. In 2 days, they were moving out of state. She was thinking about all the memories they had made. It was where their son and daughter had lived since they came home from the hospital. It was where she had picked apples from the trees in the backyard and learned to make apple pie. They were saying goodbye to so much. And then Amy's husband announced that their things would not fit in the container they were packing. They would have to give up a lot of their furniture, including their porch rockers. Amy said, "We have to take the porch rockers. I nursed our babies in those. We sat in those and counted the fireflies every summer." Her husband pointed out they wouldn't have a porch in their new home and reiterated that the rockers wouldn't fit in the container they were filling that would go on the moving truck. Now, Amy knew the move was for the best because it would reunite them with the rest of their family members and give the kids a chance to grow up with grandparents, aunts, uncles, cousins. But the house they were moving to was half the size of the one they were leaving. There was a storm passing right then, so they stopped working, and that meant they stopped making decisions for a little while because they had to wait for the weather to improve. And Amy used that time to call her mother. She had to work hard not to cry, when she told her mom that not everything would fit in the container. And then when she started listing all the items they had to leave behind, she burst into tears, saying to her mother, "I know it's just stuff, and I know stuff doesn't matter, but it's hard. I sat in that rocking chair and read stories to Azura when I was pregnant with Seamus. And I lost the last 30 pounds of my baby weight walking on that treadmill at night after the kids went to bed. And I've sat at that kitchen table every night with my family since we moved into this house." Her mother said exactly the right thing back to her. "Amy, honey, the stuff isn't the memories. You don't need the rocking chairs to remember reading books to Azur on the front porch when she was small. You don't need your kitchen table to remember family dinners. You will always have those memories, whether the stuff comes with you to your new house or not. And you don't have to worry about losing the memories when you leave your stuff behind. Those you take with you, and you don't even have to worry about boxing them up." And of course, she was right. Your memories are perfectly fine stored in your mind. That's what I tell my husband when I'm trying to get him to stop saving so much stuff. You don't need to see that porch rocking chair to enjoy the memories of using it. And now Amy reports, "We've been very happy in our new home, half the size of our old one. We have half as much stuff as we did before. We don't miss it, and we have not lost the happy memories of our old home. Those came with us, and they were the only things we never had to box up or unpack." I'm Amy Newmark. Thank you for listening to the Chicken Soup for the Soul podcast today. If you'd like to learn more about our new book, Chicken Soup for the Soul, The Magic of Moms, go to chickensoup.com and click on the podcast button. You'll see this week's featured books and additional information about them. While you're on our website, scroll to the bottom and click on Submit Your Story. You'll see all the books we're working on and how to submit your own story and maybe get published in one of those new books, because we're always looking for new writers. And finally, come back for our next episode for two more stories from Chicken Soup for the Soul, The Magic of Moms, about how kids learn the real secrets to volunteering and giving back from their amazingly altruistic mothers.